way we live in Donegal, all down through the years, obviously you're being hospital based at Letterkenny, but unfortunately for some people, depending where you live in Donegal, you live for ourselves here down this Fulcara, Clonmany direction, on to go to Harkwy Door. We do live quite a distance from the main hospital. This can be difficulty depending then times on ambulance getting from Letterkenny to Fulcara and backwards and so on. Obviously the ambulance space as well and low, but then again depending as well on resources. But either way, catch 22, whether it be Letterkenny to Fulcara, Clonmany, Dunlow to Clonmany, you're basically talking half an hour each way, roughly, maybe slightly more, depending on where you live and so on. Either way, Michaela, the problem is, in many cases, time can be a big issue. And this is where I feel the helicopter can be a big exception here, if they would at least trial the helicopter to see. For example, you have the situation in the medical health that everybody's familiar with, what they call as the golden hour. The golden hour basically, Michaela, means that that's your last hour possibly of your life. Your life hangs in that balance. And that's where the helicopter, in my view, would step in there entirely, because at least you have the speed of getting from lifted from the casualty, getting the casualty lifted from their home address to whatever necessary hospital need be. And it can be all the difference between a full recovery or something more serious, or in some cases possibly unfortunately fatality, that we all want to avoid. And I mean, like, this is nothing new, air ambulance. They're all out through the world. They're in Northern Ireland. There's one based there at the minute, and that's Lowen. So there's nothing new about it. Like, it is a good idea, I think, and it's something I want to see them doing. For example, UK air ambulance are used quite frequently for that main reason alone, as of speed. There's been numerous cases throughout the world, particularly even in the UK or neighbours, where people have made full recoveries of a result of the air ambulance. I watched a programme myself there not that long ago, when Channel 4 was on one night, of a result of a poor fellow had an accident on a motorbike. But the air ambulance would have been a matter of minutes. Six months later, he made a full recovery in hospital. And that's the kind of situation that we need to be focusing on. With all respect to the road ambulances, they're great, the paramedics are great and all the rest, but within reason, speed can be a big factor. And the way we are geographically based in Donegal, this is my thinking behind it. And it's not taking away from the road ambulances, but it's just having another emergency response alongside them to see how and where it would go and see what would happen then with the whole situation. I feel myself it's worth doing. I feel it's worth for the people of Donegal to experience it, to see, and hopefully the HSE will look favourably upon it, Michaela.